This is what's trending today. Covfefe, dotard, rocket man, moron, recuse, collusion, complicit, and hashtag me too are among the words and phrases that dominated the news in 2017. So many new words became popular that the publishers of Words with Friends added 50,000 terms to the game. Yet a winning word stands out. One popular dictionary publisher says people looked up one word more than any other in 2017. Merriam-Webster's word of the year is feminism. Searches for feminism increased 70% from 2016 to 2017 on Merriam-Webster.com. It rose several times after key news events. In January, for example, discussions about the Women's March in Washington and other places sent many people to look up feminism. Interest in the word increased with the release of the new television series, The Handmaid's Tale, and the film Wonder Woman. More recently, sexual assault accusations against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein inspired the Me Too movement. Since then, many women have come forward to accuse rich and famous men in media, politics, and entertainment. The word feminism was first entered in a dictionary by Noah Webster in 1841. It was defined then as the qualities of females. Peter Sokolowski is an editor at Merriam-Webster. He told the Associated Press that the word was used in the 19th century in a medical sense for the physical characteristics of a developing teenager. Today, Merriam-Webster defines feminism as the theory of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes, and organized activities on behalf of women's rights and interests. So, what are the runners-up for the word of the year? Complicit was also a top search in 2017. Interest in the word came after a satire video from the television program Saturday Night Live. Complicit is Dictionary.com's word of the year. Searches for recuse rose in reference to Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the Donald Trump-Russia investigation. Empathy did not make any news this year, but the word was frequently used to criticize some Republicans for what some called a lack of empathy in comments or proposed legislation. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un used the word dotard to describe U.S. President Donald Trump, who had called Kim Rocket Man. People searched for syzygy on the day of the total eclipse on August 21st. It means the nearly straight-line configuration of three celestial bodies in a gravitational system, such as the Sun, Moon, and Earth, during a solar or lunar eclipse. In March, gyro became a top search after television host Jimmy Fallon and singer Luke Bryan ordered the Greek food from a truck in a music video. The debate on healthcare in the United States Congress sent people to look up federalism. With hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Jose, and Maria causing damage in the southeastern U.S. and the Caribbean, people looked up hurricane to get more information. And finally, after the 2017 Academy Awards, many people wanted to know more about the word gaffe, which means a socially awkward mistake. Announcers wrongly said that La La Land had won Best Picture. The real Oscar winner was Moonlight. And that's what's trending today.